Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Tomorrow is the anniversary of the infamous 9/11 attack on the towers of the World Trade Center. Perhaps nothing is so characteristically American as the proud skyscrapers that make up the skyline of our major cities. No doubt that's why Osama bin Laden wanted to humiliate us by destroying two of our tallest buildings. The story of how skyscrapers are built is told with gusto by Jim Rassenberger in his new book called High Steel, The Daring Men Who Built the World's Greatest Skyline. Ironworkers are a special breed. Many are descended from Mohawk Indians or men from Newfoundland, and they show a talent for doing jobs that require great strength and agility at very high altitudes. No one really knows why these particular men thrive on high steel work. It's just a fact of life that those ethnic groups are most skilled in high steel. The author gives the reader an illuminating account of the architecture and engineering behind bridges and buildings. The most interesting parts of the book deal with the colorful cowboys of the skies who made raising the enormous steel beams their life's calling. Harrowing accounts are given of famous accidents, like the collapse of the Quebec Bridge in 1885 when 75 workers plunged to their deaths in the icy waters below. That accident destroyed the reputation of a world-renowned engineer whose calculations proved not to be correct. Steelworkers know how to take beams apart as well as to assemble them, and this skill was put to good use in the days after 9/11 when the wreckage had to be cleared from the World Trade Center site. You will be inspired by the can-do patriotism of the workers as they carried out their duties. This book is a pleasant mix of written and oral history, social commentary, and engineering. A must for anyone who has marveled at the beauty of a skyscraper. The name of this book is High Steel, The Daring Men Who Built the World's Greatest Skyline. The author is Jim Rassenberger.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Have you visited our website? It's your source for a conservative perspective on education, government, family, and the latest liberal agenda. At www.eagleforum.org, you can write Congress, join Eagle Forum, and download our congressional scoreboard, our first reading test, even this radio broadcast. Log on to eagleforum.org. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says the best time to plant an oak tree is 20 years ago. The next best time is right now, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Jeff Thomas here, sitting in for Derry Brownfield, but just like he, I am happy you're along on this adventure in broadcasting because it is a talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Glad to have along with us this morning a gentleman who's been on the program before. It's been quite a while. I can't remember the last time Rick Stanley was on with us, so when I had the opportunity, I asked him to be with us today on the Common Sense Coalition. Rick Stanley is a constitutional activist. He is a former U.S. Senate candidate in the Libertarian Party. He is also enemy of the state and a self-avowed extremist on the order of our forefathers of America. Rick, it is great to have you on the Common Sense Coalition.
Thank you, Jeff. It's an honor to be here.
Well, hey, we always appreciate hearing from you. And I'll tell you, Rick, since the last time you've been on, it's been a while, and we've had some new affiliates added to the program. And so we'd like you, if we can, start from the beginning, hit some highlights for us, and then bring us up to date to the present of what's been happening with you, your life, and surrounding circumstances on your actions as an American. And then we're going to branch off into some other things because you've got some new and exciting stuff going on. But, Rick, your problems began a few years back when you did what?
Actually, it was about 3 years ago. First of all, I decided to run for the U.S. Senate. I decided to make my campaign a little have a little more substance to it, so I decided to actually act upon some issues. There was an ordinance in Denver that said that you couldn't openly carry a weapon in Colorado. Now, that was against the state constitution, so I decided to holster a weapon at a I guess you'd call it a rally. There was maybe 250 people there. I gave a speech on December 15, 2001. It was the birthday of the Bill of Rights. So after that 20-minute speech, I holstered a weapon, and I had notified the police department that I was going to be doing that, and they came with 18 police officers, arrested me, took me to jail. I went to trial on that in Denver. Probably the highlight of that trial was where the judge, Robert Patterson, made the comment that the Constitution did not apply in his courtroom, which is something that we knew all along. But as we have gone along with this month by month, year by year, it's become more prevalent. It's such an issue that...
That makes me ask, what kind of courtroom was it?
Well, it was a municipal courtroom in Denver, Colorado, which it was also a county courtroom as well. So people don't realize that they don't have constitutional rights in the lower courts. And this isn't just in Denver, by the way. This is all across the country, and I've proven it time and time again in other courts as well. And this had to be brought to light. If we don't have constitutional rights in the courts, in the lower courts, then we don't have constitutional rights on the streets. It takes several hundred thousand dollars to take an issue up through the Supreme Court. And for a lot of people, that means that they're going to be sitting in jail for quite a few years before they ever get to the Supreme Court. Another thing that we've discovered along the way is that these courts, the appeals courts, if they don't want to hear a case, they don't have to. They just disregard it. They don't hear it. So you might think that your constitutional rights will be upheld by a higher court. And in reality, with the judges today, they may not even decide to hear the case. So, and that particular point becomes more relevant as I go on with my story. At any rate, I was found guilty in a jury trial there. I had a lawyer for that case. Was sentenced to 6 months in jail, I was given 5 months where they took it away if I did certain things. I eventually served that 30 days in jail. After taking that court all or that that guilty all the way up to the Federal Court of Appeals, was turned down, and basically at each level, not one judge really even looked at it. They just turned it down and made up reasons why they could do so. They came up with lack of jurisdiction, quite a few things. It's amazing that the courts come up with lack of jurisdiction all the time when they don't want to deal with something, but yet when they don't have jurisdiction, they won't ever recuse themselves and walk away. This is the kind of thing that's happening. At any rate, after that, I was arrested in Thornton, Colorado, which is a suburb of Denver. Did the same exact thing. I holstered a weapon and was arrested, went through a trial. I was denied a jury trial. I decided to defend myself in that particular case. And
how'd that work out?
Well, I was found guilty again, sentenced to 90 days in jail. I served that 90 days in jail as well. And shortly thereafter, in March 18, 2003, the Colorado legislature was taking notice of what was happening and noticed that I was being thrown in jail over and over and over again for openly carrying a weapon, which was a state constitution right. In fact, I'll read you that right. I've got it here somewhere. Article 2, Section 13, right to bear arms. The right of no person to keep and bear arms in defense of his home, person, and property, or in aid of the civil power, when thereto legally summoned, shall be called in question. Now, that's pretty blunt.
Sure.
The people in the legislature took notice of this, and they signed off on a new piece of legislation called SB 25. SB 25 said that no one, no city, no county, can make an ordinance in the state of Colorado that violates our state constitution in regard to openly carrying a weapon. Because, and the reason that they had to do this is because that there was 78 cities across Colorado that were violating the state constitution, and they were doing it with home rule. Well, home rule in the Colorado state constitution came about in the early 1900s. This home rule came from the Colorado State Constitution, and it told these cities that they couldn't make any ordinances that violated any right that we had.
Hey, Rick, we got to take a break. Rick Stanley is our guest today. I'm Jeff Thomas, in for Derry. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties case for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to bodymindconnect.com or call 1-800-396-5292. Again, 1-800-396-5292.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Are back. Jeff Thomas in for Derry Brownfield today. My guest is Rick Stanley, constitutional activist, Second Amendment activist, just an all-around activist. Rick, do you need anything else to be active against? I tell you what, your list of activism goes on and on. But what we were talking about in the last break was the legislature there in Colorado passed SB 25 that said, hey, you cities out there, you cannot pass an ordinance that would infringe upon a person's right to bear arms.
That's correct, and openly carry it anywhere they wish.
So what that effectively did was said what you did was just fine.
Oh, yeah. In fact, several people have come back and said, well, gee, you know, Rick Stanley's obviously falsely convicted in the first place. That's a given. The government and those in the judicial branch of government as well will not honor this. SB 25 later became Colorado Revised Statutes number 29-11.7-103, and this is a real important point that I'm about to make. Says regulation of firearms, type of firearm prohibited. A local government may not enact an ordinance, regulation, or other law that prohibits the sale, purchase, or possession of a firearm that a person may lawfully sell, purchase, or possess under state or federal law. Any such ordinance, regulation, or other law enacted by a local government prior to March 18, 2003 is void and unenforceable. Now, Jeff, I'm going to ask you a question. What does that mean to you?
That means that you have the right to bear arms.
And it was prior to March 18th, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I filed a motion with the Thornton Court and the Adams County Court, which I appealed to after the Thornton Court turned it down. And in this motion, I said the following. This notice to Judge Donald W. Marshall is in regard to the Stanley's gun charge and arrest of openly carrying a weapon in violation of Thornton Ordinance TRMC 38-237. This ordinance violates Colorado Constitution Article 2, Section 3 by interfering with his natural, essential, and inalienable right to self-defense under the color of law for the arrest, charge, and conviction against Rick Stanley. The signing of SB 25 on March 18, 2003 affirms Article 2, Section 3 of the state constitution and preempts this ordinance. Rick Stanley demands that Judge Donald W. Marshall overturn this conviction of Stanley on constitutional grounds. Failure to do so will result in a treason charge against Donald W. Marshall for failure to uphold the oath of office to defend the constitutions which this court has on record and Donald W. Marshall swore to as a condition of his office. This treason charge will result in a mutual defense pact militia warrant for Donald W. Marshall if the following conditions aren't met. It's basically to release me from the conviction and give me my property back. Now,
they didn't like that.
They didn't like that. And what they decided was, well, we're going to throw him in jail, and we're going to make sure that he serves the Denver and Thornton sentences, which they did. They came in, they came with a SWAT team of 35 members, FBI and the Denver SWAT team, to my property.
Hang on, Rick. It's another break.
And arrested me.
All right.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Essential oils are one of the great untapped resources of the world. These God-given concentrated essences are gently steamed from various flowers, fruits, trees, and plants, and they have been used for centuries as ancient medicine. Essential oils are so sweet-smelling, many people believe their value to be of charm and fragrance. But this is a mistake. Modern scientific research has proven the molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. They are soothing, relaxing, medicinal, and cleansing to the air, and flavorful in food or drinks. Find out more about this ancient medicine by calling toll-free at 1-800-993-OILS. That's 1-800-993-OILS. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org and rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils.
Jeff Thomas in for Derry Brownfield. Rick Stanley, my guest today. And Rick, right there, the SWAT team swooped in. They arrested you, and you were jailed for having the audacity to exercise your right to bear arms.
That's correct. And in addition to that, that's when they filed new charges to cover up the crimes against me that they've perpetuated since the beginning. In other words, when government is violating the law, it's okay. We're going to cover it up. Not only are we going to say it's okay, we're going to cover it up with new charges. So they filed new charges, state charges against me, of influencing a public official.
By demanding him to fulfill his oath.
Correct. Now, and that oath is an important issue, which we'll discuss in a minute, but there's a couple of things that really have great bearing on this issue. The claim and exercise of a constitutional right cannot be converted into a crime. That's Miller versus U.S. We have a First Amendment right to petition the government for a redress of grievance. This wasn't any letter or something that I just sent. These were properly filed motions to the courts. I filed one to the Thornton Court, Judge Rose, and then I filed one to the Adams County District Court, Judge Donald Marshall. And then they filed influencing a public official. What's also interesting is that I have a state statute right to citizen arrest. Now, another important issue is that I brought up that they would be arrested by the militia. The militia is and always has been in America, we the people. The militia is not the National Guard. In fact, in 1789, when the Bill of Rights was put into the Constitution, we didn't have a National Guard. The National Guard is not the militia. The militia is we the people, always has been, always will be.
Saying that the National Guard is the militia is like the fox watching the hen house.
Yeah, it's kind of an amazing thing. Some of the things that liberals have done over the years to deny or attempt to deny Americans their constitutional rights in regard to the right to own and carry a gun is truly amazing. How Americans have fallen for it is even more truly amazing. If we don't guard our rights, they're going to be stolen from us, and it's just that simple. The government is the mafia. There's no doubt about it, and people need to understand that when they know more about my story, they can actually see exactly how they work. And I'm going to give you a website to go to right now, and it's www.stanley, that's S-T-A-N-L-E-Y, 2002.org. At stanley2002.org, and you can read about all of this stuff on that website, and you can see the ongoing issues that are coming up. So I went to trial for influencing a public official after serving 102 days up in Adams County Jail. I went through a 12-person jury trial, and some of the highlights of that were the first 50 people, 35 were women. Of that 35 women, a majority of them were ages 19 to 22 years of age. How that became a jury of my peers is beyond me, but that's what they did it. We believe that the jury was stacked against me.
Sure.
A lot of youngsters out there don't really understand the law, and they've been conditioned to do whatever they're told by the state through the public schools.
Sure.
At any rate, some of the things that happened during the trial that was probably the most important issue was the judge wouldn't let the jury know what the law was. None of these laws. There was a 1969 Watts case, which is a very important issue, which was supposed to be the number one jury instruction to the jury from the judge. And that particular case stated that you have the right, and it was a U.S. Supreme Court case, by the way, you have the right, the protected, guaranteed right, to even threaten a public official if it's in a public forum. Now, this public trial, which has been my ongoing forum, they're trying to say, well, the judge made a decision. He said that a public trial is not a public forum. That's how he took that out of the jury instructions. Had the jury been able to hear that particular jury instruction, I don't believe that they would have found me guilty.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? They did find me guilty.
Sure.
It took them a couple of days, and then they decided that I was guilty. I was sentenced to 6 years in state prison for filing a pleading for redress of grievance with the government. There's been other cases across this country where people have murdered someone and gotten 6 years of jail sentence or even less. I got a 6-year jail sentence in state prison for filing a pleading for redress of grievance.
So why are you here with us today, Rick?
Why am I here? Because I filed a $80,000 appeal bond, and after 5 days they put me in jail immediately after the sentencing hearing, and I paid the $80,000 appeal bond, and then they also said that I had to have an ankle monitoring bracelet. And I had to pay $10 a day for that.
Let's talk about that when we come back from the break. We'll also open phone lines. We want to talk about some other things also, so we'll move along quickly after this break. Jeff in for Derry. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aeronizer.us.
Are you or someone you know just crazy about tractors? Then you must visit ClassicTractors.com. ClassicTractors.com is the home of the original Classic Farm Tractor Calendar. And after 16 years, it just keeps getting better. Just in time for 2005, the new Classic Farm Tractor Calendars are available and still just $9.50 each. Plus a treasure of tractor videos, books, playing cards, caps, toys, tins, clothing, and more. So if you or someone you know is just crazy about tractors, there's something waiting for you at ClassicTractors.com. Go to the web at www.ClassicTractors.com or order your 2005 Classic Farm Tractor Calendar toll-free at 1-800-888-8979. That's 1-800-888-8979.
The U.S. dollar has now lost over 40% of its buying power since 2001, and that's under a strong dollar policy from our White House. Can you imagine what the next 4 years could hold in store for our debt-burdened dollar? Well, Swiss America and I can. Hold on to your wallet for a surge in the cost of living that's coming. With rising inflation, it's no wonder gold is making new highs. Remember, a declining dollar can also drive stocks, bonds, and real estate down. So do something about it. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. And get the cold, hard facts about protecting your money with gold. Swiss America has the very best educational tools to help you restore the standard in your portfolio. Before the cost of living gets completely out of control, call 1-800-289-2646, 1-800-BUYCOIN, and visit SwissAmerica.com. Introducing Real Power, the world's first fully integrated AC power generation system designed exclusively for your truck. Real Power delivers limitless AC power wherever you can drive. Now you can plug into your pickup truck anytime you need AC power on demand to run welders, power tools, even your home or business, and multiple appliances. Real Power can run a mobile emergency food shelter, gas station, or police station. For work or play, Real Power can power your RV at a remote camp. Campsites, your home during power outages, your workshop, your barn, your work trailer. Real Power adapts to your truck's PTO, not its electrical system. It adapts to all GM Allison transmissions and Ford torque shift transmissions. To order Real Power or to become a distributor, call 1-888-867-2184. That's 888-867-2184 or go to realacpower.com.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, now the man who says a quarter ounce of chocolate equals 4 pounds of fat, Derry Brownfield.
Derry's not here. My name is Jeff Thomas. Our guest today is Rick Stanley, constitutional activist. And Rick, last segment you were posting the bail, the bond.
Posted the bond, and I paid for the... ankle monitoring system, $10 a day. It took him 5 days while I was in jail to arrange to have that done. There's a lot of really interesting things that happened during the trial. The arrest, there's three words that they said were key words that they decided that made them feel threatened. It was arrest, treason, and militia. Now, any one of those words, or even all three of them together, doesn't mean that you threaten someone. There's no imminent threat involved here. But the judge felt threatened. So now, with this case, they can feel threatened. A public official can feel threatened, and then they can have someone put in state prison for 6 years. This is a very dangerous precedent. The other issue is we discovered that all of the judges, from Judge Rose to Judge Marshall to Judge Quinn, who was the presiding judge during the influencing trial, none of them had on file at the Secretary of State a oath of office or a bond.
That is so common.
What's funny about that is that that's a big mistake, because the Colorado State Constitution says that before a judge can be a public official, before he can preside over a trial, he has to have that bond on file, and he has to have that oath of office on file, or he can't sit in on the trial. So all three judges didn't have official public official status,
which meant
I've been charged with influencing a public official, and none of them were allowed to preside over my trials.
And of course, without that oath of office, what oath do I have to uphold? There's no oath that I've sworn to. So
there is no oath, is there? It's some interesting things. The U.S. Supreme Court has stated that no state legislator or executive or judicial officer can war against the Constitution without violating his undertaking to support it. That was a 1958 Cooper versus Aaron. Any judge who does not comply with his oath to the Constitution of the United States wars against the Constitution and engages in acts of violation of the supreme law of the land. The judge is engaged in acts of treason. So my contention that these judges were engaging in an act of treason is true. So
even though it threatened them.
Even though they felt threatened. All of this has turned into an amazing three-year saga of the government stepping outside the boundaries of the Constitution, doing whatever they want to, violating the law so violently against an American citizen that it's amazing that the people of America aren't tromping up and down on the state of Colorado and saying this has to stop.
Well, that's one reason why I wanted you to be our guest today, Rick, so that people can hear about it and know what is going on. And the mass media in your neck of the weeds has been turned against you also.
Oh, absolutely. It's been that way from the very beginning.
Propaganda war.
About 3 months before the U.S. Senate vote in November 2002, they really went after me big time. And I was starting to get anywhere from, 6 to 12% in the polls, and they were getting very concerned at that time because they'd never had a libertarian who'd ever been doing that before. And so they went after me big time, and they've been going after me ever since. In addition, I've been attacked by the IRS. The IRS came here in June of this year with 60 officers, and they've been basically they spent an entire day searching for records, my gold, my money. And I haven't been charged with anything yet, but it's funny that they had a subpoena, a search and seizure warrant for my gold and my money. Now, I didn't keep it here, and of course they didn't find it. But they were also looking for weapons, and of course they didn't find any of my weapons. They did find my wife's weapon, and of course they stole that, and then tried to pin new charges of me, because at that time I was under a judge's order not to have any weapons possession. So they were looking to do that. It was interesting that the fellow that was here was a Joint Terrorism Task Force officer from Thornton, who shouldn't have even been in here on that FBI IRS raid. It was a Title 18 and a Title 26 raid, and there was no point for that Joint Terrorism Task Force Thornton police officer to be here.
Hey, Rick, we're going to run out of time, so if we can move the story along, I have some callers waiting online that have questions and comments
also.
Well,
that's the end of the story.
well, you are under ankle surveillance?
Not anymore. 3 days ago, we put in a motion. 3 days ago, I was released from that after paying $600 for 2 months of ankle bracelet monitoring. The district attorney didn't contest it, and so they released me from the ankle bracelet monitoring.
You've had to pay for your own monitoring.
Of course,
and
all today.
And I wonder if that
I'm probably going to be out on appeal through the state Colorado Supreme Court for 2 to 3 years. I would have spent close to $12,000 in court in ankle monitoring fees.
Mm.
Would have been quite expensive.
Yeah, I wonder if they're charging the... the citizenry double charging in a case like that. Just thinking, hey, Richie Adams is on the line. Richie, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Rick, you and I have a lot in common. I mean, mine wasn't gun charges per se, but I also alluded to a judge right here in Missouri for committing treason. And I wrote a letter to a public defender basically telling him, do you realize most lawyers and judges are violating the Constitution today? When this gets out to we the people, they will be tried for treason, right? Do you know they... Oh, and I asked the public defender in the letter, I said, do you know what the penalty of treason is? If not, it would behoove you to read it. Do you know they charged me with eventually three counts of felony counts of threatening the judge, okay? And that one was supposed to be threatening him with death. You believe that?
You're threatening him with the Constitution.
Yeah, I believe it. They'll take things. You may not have threatened him with death, but they'll take things to the logical conclusion in their mind.
Here's what I did, though. When I put the man on the stand in preliminary hearing with that one count there, I asked him. I said the state has submitted a letter that was not written to you. That was written to the public defender's office. Okay, that you claim is a threat. Is that true? He said, yeah. I said, would you read the pertinent part of the letter that you feel is so threatening to you? And he read that one about, you know, what I just said about most lawyers and judges violating their oath. I said, now, how does a letter that doesn't even mention your name threaten you? He says, I believe it was meant for me. I said, well, are you now going on record in front of all these people that you are admitting to falling into the category of what I said in that letter, most lawyers and judges are violating oath to the Constitution? I need to know that right now. Prosecutor jumps up and says, objection. I said, there's no objection here. He has a duty to show where he feels he's being threatened in that letter. And then the judge of sitting up there, he says, well, I'm looking at this letter. It's just a general letter. It's not really addressed to him. But we're going to dismiss this evidence and dismiss count three.
Wow.
Now, let me ask you something. Do you think he was coming to my aid? He was coming to the aid of the treasoner.
Oh, absolutely.
You better believe it. Hey,
absolutely.
Rick, hang in there, buddy.
I'm working on it.
Our day's coming. Our day's coming. It's coming.
Thanks, Richie.
It's going to come. We're going to gather the saints, and we're going to take this country back. And I'll tell you what, there's going to be some hanging.
I hope it's soon.
Thanks for the call, Richie. Hey, we'd take more calls if we had time in this break. Our number here is 1-800-973-3779. 1-800-973-3779. We'll be back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
And once again, Jeff in for Jerry, Rick Stanley, my guest. Rick, I'd like to go back to the phone lines and squeeze in some more calls so that we can talk about some of the other things you've been doing these days before we get out of here. So going back to the phone lines, if you keep the comments short and, Rick, your response short, we can get through most of you. Paul in Illinois, what's on your mind, Paul?
Yes, sir. Good morning there. Rick, boy, I admire you. I put you right up there with Patrick Henry.
Thank you.
Of that movie Braveheart when I hear you talk.
You know, there's something on my website called the Patriot A-List, and it lists people who are standing up for America with action across the country. You might want to check that out at www.stanley2002.org. There's some real Patriot heroes on that list.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear there's some. Anyway, I called about this. In Illinois, we had a law passed by the legislature last session about having a weapon in a certain area of the state can pass a law, you know, that you can't have no weapon. But it don't apply. You know, the statewide thing keeps them from prosecuting you for that. We had a case up in Wilmot, Illinois, where a guy had a gun in one of them local areas where you couldn't have one. Okay, and he shot somebody. Now, he's in jail. I don't know what the exact standing of it is, but anyway, the state legislator overturned that thing that the governor vetoed. He vetoed that, and the state legislator overturned it. So what I'm saying is we win one once in a while, and boy, it makes me feel good. And hearing you makes me feel good. I wish there was more I could do, you know, something or the other. I do a lot of sabotaging, but...
You know what? There's a book out there called Unintended Consequences by John Ross, available at Amazon.com. I'd recommend that America read it.
Hey, thanks for the call, Paul. We do appreciate it. Fred in Pennsylvania, what's on your mind?
Hi. I just want to ask what kind of hearings or trials are coming up that people who are listening could attend to support Mr. Stanley.
Well, in my case, there are no more hearings or trials unless they file new charges against me, which I expect from the IRS sometime in the next 6 to 8 months, and possibly the Colorado State Department of Revenue, as I've stopped filing my taxes as of the year 2000 because of the Section 861 information out of the IRS code, which basically says we don't have to pay taxes unless we have foreign income. I'd recommend for all people across America to look into that as well. It's called, there's a website to go to. It's www.861.info. Very interesting information, and it's all right out of the IRS code. I think Americans should know about it.
Thanks, Fred. Hey, if you can make it quick, Danny, we'll get you in before the break. Go ahead.
Yes.
Danny in Illinois.
Hello, Danny.
Yeah. Hello, Rick. Hey, I commend you on this. Hey, also, in Title 26, U.S. Code, Section 5845, Subtitle E, it explains firearm, gives a definition of firearm, and it doesn't refer to any of the guns I own. And if people would look at that and use that, you know, when they get charged on a firearm charge, that would help them out greatly. And
thanks
also
for the call.
I quit filing taxes in 2000 also.
We got to go. We'll be right back.
This is the Jerry Brownfield Show.
Heating costs continue to rise and winters are coming. So to cut the heat costs, get the Empire Outdoor Wood Burning Furnace from Burns Best Heating and Cooling with all the standard features necessary to keep you and your family warm and keep heating costs low. Choose from four different sizes and three different draft styles depending upon the kind of wood you burn. And don't pay someone to dispose of your waste oil. That's good fuel to keep your garage or workshop warm. Get the waste oil furnace or boiler from Burns Best Heating and Cooling. For 34 years, Burns Best has brought the best in alternative energy products at affordable prices. Whether you burn wood, sawdust, wood chips, corn, coal, or waste oil, Burns Best has the best products for your needs, ranging in size from 125,000 BTUs to 50 million BTUs. So call them at 1-877-983-4328. That's 877-983-4328, or go to www.burnsbest.com. There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. This coming Monday, November the 22nd, Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. In fact, Wendell will be holding a special calf and yearling sale each Monday throughout the month of November and on December the 6th. And he'll have a cow and bred heifer sale on Saturday, December the 11th. Now, these special sales are in conjunction with the regular Thursday sales where all classes of livestock are sold. For this coming Monday sale, Wendell is expecting a nice run of fancy calves and yearlings that have been weaned, vaccinated. They're ready for their new owners. Several lots will be carrying the vaccination certification of a state tag in their ear. Remember, this special calf and yearling sale will be this coming Monday, November the 22nd, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. So for more details, give Wendell a call at 660-265-5523. That's 660-265-5523 for more information on the special sales that are coming up in the next few weeks.
And we are in the final break. Jeff in for Jerry. Rick Stanley, my guest. Bad news for listeners online. The callers waiting on the phone bank. We can't take any more calls. Rick, I've got 20 pages of stuff here I haven't even been able to get to. But since all of this has occurred, you've taken matters into your own hands, being on the Patriot A-list, as it were. Tell us what you've been doing with the Revolutionary Coalition.
Well, we're trying to start a revolutionary coalition. It worked in 1776, and we're going to try and call it the We the People Party. And what we want to do, we're in the beginning stages, the discussion stages of uniting the third parties and independents under a single platform, defending our God-given, unalienable, constitutionally protected and guaranteed rights. That's it.
Period.
No other platform. So
that in itself is revolutionary.
That in itself is how this country started in the first place. Are there going to be differences between the third parties? Sure there is. The Constitution Party, the Libertarians, the Greens, you know, they all say they believe in the Constitution. They all have differences, and there's issues. But the candidates would put up the issues beyond the platform of defending our God-given, unalienable, constitutionally protected and guaranteed rights. It's very basic. But we need a third party that is strong in this country. We need a third party to come up against the two socialist parties, and they are both socialist parties. There's no doubt about it.
No doubt about that at all. Now, hasn't this been tried in the past? Haven't
of course
we,
it has.
We've thought about it in the past?
Everybody's thought about it in the past, but nobody's really put it together. We're going to put this together. I don't know how or when, but we're working on it.
That'd be good. It'd be a good trick if you could pull it off.
Well, we're going to certainly try. By the way, my wife and I watched a movie the other night. It was called Honky Tonk. Turner Classic Networks had it on. It was Clark Gable and Lana Turner. It was about a con man and his cronies taking over a town, sort of like what's happening in America and every town in America. I'd recommend that America watch this old movie called Honky Tonk.
With Clark Gable.
With Clark Gable and Lana Turner.
All right. I haven't seen that one. That's before my time, Rick. But
before mine as well, but I'll tell you what, it was absolutely worthwhile to watch.
Hey, Rick, we've only got about a minute here left or so, but you've got a radio program just recently started. Tell us about your radio show.
I do have a radio show. It's called Standing Up for America with Rick Stanley. You can listen to it. It's every Sunday night, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Of course, you can figure it out what it is wherever you're at.
Sure.
But you can listen to that at www.ficaa.com. That's ficaa.com. Or the AmericanVoiceRadio.net. So www.AmericanVoiceRadio.net.
What kind of things have you been talking about on your radio show, Rick?
Basically, a lot of people who have been standing up across America, standing up to government when they are violating their constitutional rights. That's basically what this show is all about. We're highlighting those kind of issues, and we talk about a lot of problems and the things that government is doing, stepping outside the boundaries of the Constitution.
So you've had no lack of material.
No lack of material at all.
And I imagine this will also be a platform or an outlet, a resource or a source for the Revolutionary Coalition.
Absolutely. We started discussing it last Sunday night.
Outstanding. Rick Stanley is our guest today. Rick, we appreciate your willingness to be with us on the Common Sense Coalition. Derry Brownfield Show. Jeff in for Derry. Derry will be back on Monday. Got to go. Have a great day. See you later. Bye.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBNLive.com.